Jean Mitchell has 8 children, 22 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Today, 11-year-old Jada drops by to give Grandma a Tupperware dish of fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Okay, do you want a cookie, honey?
I think I'm okay for right now. My father forgot to bring me a lunch.
Oh, but he means well.
Yeah.
Mitchell has spent her life in Portland's Irvington neighborhood, and the family revolves around her home like planets around the sun.
I've lived in this house for 54 years. We paid $12,000.
The home is now completely paid off and worth more than $600,000. It's been a great investment. But as a result, Mitchell's property taxes are high. This year, the bill's more than $7,000.
Well, I don't have any other assets. I don't have savings or... My investments are my children, and they're paying off very nicely, but it's not in immediate cash.
To pay her taxes and stay in a house, Mitchell has taken part in the Senior Property Tax Deferral Program. It's been around since the 1960s, and it allows people like her to delay paying until they sell their homes. The taxes are then taken out of the proceeds of the sale. After 20 years of deferrals, Mitchell now owes Multnomah County almost $140,000. And that's fine with her. But she just learned the state has put new limits on the program, and she's no longer allowed to take part. So she's going to have to find an extra $7,000 this year.
Well, I won't be buying any plants for a while. When tempting to go over to the nursery is you can spend $50 easily there. I won't be doing any impulse buying at Fred Meyer, like new tablecloths or... And I don't need any furniture.
Mitchell and hundreds of Oregonians are in this fix, largely because in 2008, the state took millions out of the program to pay for other senior services. The program was healthy at the time, but then the housing bubble burst, and the state didn't have enough to cover the property taxes that were due. Tara Krugel of Elders in Action says the state ended up borrowing money to keep the program alive and imposing a whole new set of restrictions.
So now if you have more than $500,000 in assets, you're no longer eligible. If you have not lived in your house for more than 5 years, you're no longer eligible. If your house is worth more, I believe, than the median of your area, you're no longer eligible. And the biggest one that we've seen is that anybody with a reverse mortgage is no longer eligible for the program.
The result, says Krugel, is about a third of participants can no longer take part, so about 3,000 people. Of those, only about 200 were ineligible because they were too wealthy. One of the reasons politicians changed the program was a perception that a lot of wealthy people were taking advantage of it. But now, says Krugel, hundreds, if not thousands of people are in trouble because the state didn't explain the restrictions until recently.
So we're just asking now for some sort of help for these people this year at least, because they've been given 6 weeks notice max that they're in charge of their entire property tax bill, which has us worried that we're going to see a lot of foreclosure notices later this year for seniors.
How many people will get to that stage remains to be seen. Portland Democratic Senator Ginny Burdick says there's no money to help, but she did hold out one small ray of hope.
Right now, we're looking at something we can do for the people who were disqualified only because of their reverse mortgages. We're trying to look at something we can do to give them a glide path to get out of the program, because it is very sudden. You know, to have to come up with that money when you didn't expect to.
A reverse mortgage is when you sell your home to a bank. It gives you a monthly sum, but it also allows you to stay in your home until you pass away or leave. Back at Jean Mitchell's house in Irvington, she keeps her gray cells firing by tickling the ivories and singing in the choir. She doesn't have a reverse mortgage, so her plan is to pay a bill with one of her many credit cards.
I'm not that worried because with my children... They'll find a way to help me if I can't do it myself.
That may be just as well, because Mitchell admits she's already carrying a balance of about $15,000 on plastic. Christian Fodenwenzel, OPB News.